Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Friday morning as we make our way to the weekend. And the weekend, well, weather-wise, I said this off the start of the show, and I've been successful in avoiding it for the last 3 hours. And you know what? I'm gonna avoid it all show. I'm not going to say the S word. We might get some moisture on the weekend. And if it stays above zero, we're fine. If it goes below zero, you know, you're from this province. You know what can happen. Nonetheless, Sunday, yeah, could be a little bit cooler. I think it's going to warm up next week, but we're not going to have a beautiful weekend for the long weekend from a weather perspective, but that's okay. I mean, a lot of people are going to be watching. If you're not at the Rider game tonight, you'll be watching on TV, no doubt tuned into the Jays on the weekend, and it's Thanksgiving. So lots of people meeting with family. And if you're looking for something other than the traditional Thanksgiving dinner, I mean, a lot of people might say, you know what? We want to get together with family, but I don't know that we're going to do a turkey. Maybe chili is the way to go. And I'm looking forward to this conversation. Now, keep in mind, not that long ago on our program, we had an award-winning barbecue pitmaster joining the show. I say, with the cold weather coming, we heard about Dan Dilschneider. And I thought, we got to get this guy on the show. So truth be told, Dan is a chili powder creator, a business person right from here in the province. And he's joining us to share a little bit about his incredible chili powders, which I had to, and the word is had, I had to try. This is part of the dedication I have to this program. I will go to any length to do research. So I had to try out Diesel Dog Chili Mix before doing the interview because I have to be able to give it a review. The reality is I've tried it 3 times before the interview, and I'm happy to have Dan Dilschneider in here, chili powder creator, Diesel Dog Chili owner. Dan, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Evan. I really appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to this chat. So we got the tip about your Diesel Dog Chili Mix. You sent us a couple of packages here to the station. I shared one with my boss, shared some with my producer. My producer, Frank, here is going to get a couple of packages right away because you brought a few more in. And I promptly went home that night and said to my wife, Jody, let's make chili tonight. Where does that come from? I said, it comes from this. How did you even get into this business?
Well, Evan, I started over 10 years ago, and chili is a process, and it's a kind of a time-consuming process, and I love chili, and I started figuring out how can I make chili, a really good chili, and make it quicker. So I started over 10 years developing a recipe, and I'd come down to, I would make a pot of chili, I'd run down the street, get my neighbors to try it, and then I'd go back and 2 weeks later.
You were taking samples to your neighbors?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I would take a cup and a bunch of spoons, and I'd go down the street, and I did it with friends also.
Yeah.
And years later, I started figuring out that if you put it in a package, so the average Joe could just cut the bag open, dump it in, boom, you got instant nice chili.
Right.
And good quality chili. Uh-huh. And that's how it's come about.
So are you a cook by nature? What's your day job?
No, absolutely not. I used to own a concrete plant in Regina, and in order to have good concrete, you got to have good recipes. And I just took that philosophy onto chili, my chili, and I just started doing it on the side. And this is where it's come to.
So from concrete to chili.
Yes, sir.
Are there any similarities? Like, I mean, this is a concoction, right?
Yes,
you're mixing, that would have been part of your concrete life.
It all comes down to recipes. You have a good recipe for your concrete, you have a good recipe for your chili.
So, I mean, this venture, at what point did you think, you know what, this is more than just for me and my family. I need to share this recipe. It's that good.
Yeah, that was about 7-8 years ago, I started figuring out, you know, it's because there's no real good. I haven't found any. I've tried many on the market and chili mixes like this. And I found, you know what, let's take this to that level and let's go for it. And we went and competed in a chili competition down the States last year. And we took second place. And
nice.
But you have to qualify for the Worlds. So you have to get first.
Okay.
And what happened was the gentleman that won the Worlds, beat us there. He was from Texas, and he won the Worlds several years ago. He beat us, and then he bowed out here this spring. So we automatically go to
Oh, really?
So we're going to Indianapolis on Thursday for the World Championship.
This Thursday.
This coming up Thursday. Yeah, we'll be competing on Saturday.
How does a competition for chili work? Do you have can you bring your pre-mixed
yes, seasoning? The only thing you can bring is pre-mixed is your seasonings.
Okay.
Everything else has to be done there, cooked there. When they say the word go, you have to fry up your meat and you get everything, prep everything, and you got 3 hours to get it all ready to the point where they can sample it and try it. Then you give them a cup and away they go.
I love it. Dan Dilschneider is my guest, the chili powder creator. I'm holding a package right now, the mild form of Diesel Dog Chili Mix, but you've got mild, medium, and
hot.
Hot,
yes.
Yeah. And the hot, I was telling you off air, I tried it because I'm not a guy that necessarily loves something too hot. It's enjoyable. It is enjoyable.
Well, see, my philosophy on the chili was I always believe that it should be flavorful first before heat because too many things, it's too hot and people don't like it. So I took my hot and it's actually, I call it an enjoyable heat, meaning if you have a bowl, you'd be good and warm. You might lather up a little bit, but you won't go up in smoke. And because food's too expensive nowadays, you want to enjoy your food and you want to, make use of it, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Can I be so bold as to ask, is this like a secret ingredients in here?
There's really everything's single ingredients. We don't use anything real secret. I've just taken lots of time and lots of pots of chili. I don't know how many pots of chili and developing, but I can buy pretty much everything in Canada.
Is that
for
right?
It. Yep. Yeah. So,
so let's talk a little bit about your basic chili recipe, which by the way, you include thankfully, on the back of each one of these packages. So you've got that. What do you like in chili? I'm not just talking about the mix, because the mix obviously is how you top it off, but what goes in your chili?
What we do for a show is when we go to a show, all I do is I basically have a couple can of beans, have black beans. I have some tomato paste and stewed tomatoes, and about 3 pounds of meat, because we developed this so that it's good for a big crock pot of chili. Mm-hmm. So you want a good pot. You don't want a little bit, right?
Yeah.
But, the chili is, and I also put on the back of it, have fun with it. Chili is like a soup. It's all your imagination.
Right.
Put whatever you like in. I love putting mushrooms and anything that's in the fridge, basically, into it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the seasoning, this takes the work and work out of it.
It's so awesome. Diesel Dog Chili Mix. I highly recommend it. You're available, commercially available in.
Yes, sir.
I've seen you in co-ops. Am I right?
Yep. Co-ops, and we're in a lot of little stores around Regina, Rosemont, Lakeview, the butchers, so some of the butcher boys in downtown, Big Bob's, and Yorkton and Davidson. We're spreading around a little bit more all the time, and we're looking for more places to be in. So.
And I know you've got a website as well, dieseldogchilimix.com.
Correct.
And dog is spelled D-A-W-G, by
yes.
the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to make sure we get that right. You're going to be recognized soon. People are going to go, hey, Diesel Dog. I mean, you've got a distinct look about you, a little Hulk Hogan kind of a thing going here.
I've been told that once or twice, yeah.
I like it. Well, Dan, listen, I appreciate you coming in. We're pumped and excited for the competition. I hope that you will circle back and let us know how you
Absolutely.
Do next week. So what day do you leave?
We leave on Thursday morning, and we compete on Saturday morning.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, so right now, you offer the mild, medium, and hot versions of Diesel Dog Chili Mix. Anything else yet, or
nothing
will
yet.
You expand?
I'm looking at doing some more things. I'm looking at a couple things right now. But as it is right now, we're just focusing on the three, getting them out there, and making sure that's done right.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, I appreciate you popping into the studio, and thanks again. We'll stay in touch.
Excellent. Thank you very much,
Evan. That's Dan Dilschneider, who is a chili powder creator and owner of Diesel Dog Chili Mix. Again, you can find them online, dieseldogchilimix.com, or pick them up in lots of different stores, including a lot of co-op stores around the province. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.